At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
Speaking of the Warriors, whatever the hell that was in Boston, we can talk about the Celtics. It looks like I just saw that Wiggins is returning from another personal absence. This happened last year, but Wiggins is back, yes?
Yes, he's back, and hopefully that will help fix some rotations. But honestly, like, he just hasn't been that good in the first place, so hopefully whatever he needed to take care of is taken care of. He can focus on basketball. He can get back to being a good defender. He can get back to being someone who knocks down shots. I'm not actually sure what his spot in the rotation is because of Jonathan Kuminga's emergence. Like, he's a real asset for him. Someone they even view maybe as the number two option most nights because of how dynamic he's been off the ball, cutting it, just using his athleticism. And so Wiggins will probably fit into a smaller role, which maybe is better for him right now, but man, they just need depth. They need, they were playing pretty well,
yeah,
until that game in Boston. And you know, you got to take a three at the end there to get it under 50. Otherwise it's just embarrassing, right?
Here's the thing about Sunday. It's like, it was such a disgusting performance, and they were down 44 at the break that I don't really know how much you can put into it. And right now the Celtics are clicking. Look, the only conversation about the Celtics will start in the postseason, right? That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they have a better net rating than the Kevin Durant Warriors of 2016, 2017. Hmm. They have the best offense in NBA history. They have the fifth best margin of victory in NBA history right now. They're leagues ahead of everybody, at least from a regular season standpoint. Almost every other shot for them, 47% of their shots are three pointers right now. Like, they have just taken this extreme in utilizing the 3-point line. John Hollinger wrote about it for The Athletic yesterday. They're eight guys in the rotation. They all take threes. They all take a lot of them, and they're all shooting 35% or better. Like, they are just bombarding you with 3-point shots right now.
Conversely, the team that takes the least amount of threes is here in Los Angeles, the Lakers. It's interesting. They could use Clay, right? Who I saw today. Maybe his dad's calling games. But the Lakers, again, two-man game with D'Lo. You can't trust D'Lo, although he's shooting 40. He's shooting a pretty good percentage from three, actually. But the team right now in the Lakers, they beat OKC. OKC was on the second half of a back-to-back last night, so a tough spot. Where are you with the Lakers?
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe, but man, if they would just open up that offense a little bit, right? So here's a stat I found last night. They've made 16 3-pointers in a game seven times this season. They're 7-0 in those games. Like, and Grant,
oh, really?
You go, oh yeah, they hit a lot of threes. Of course they should win, but they don't. Like you said, they don't take them. They take the fewest amount in the league, and they're not a bad 3-point shooting team from percentage wise. They're like 13th or 14th in the league percentage wise. They just don't take them. It's not like I thought we learned this lesson of, just put a bunch of shooters around LeBron James and spread the floor and let him cook and let AD cook. And we're not doing that in LA. And the Lakers, like, it's such a frustrating style of basketball that they play. And I don't know how much better they could be in terms of, like, just the talent available, but at least give yourself that opportunity by playing a more modern game.
Zach Harper, The Athletic, our NBA insider here on Sharp Money. So I always say the NBA, that's why props have become so popular. I think it's the hardest sport to bet. Case in point, last night, Giannis, a late scratch. The Clippers are laying three. The big three are playing for the Clippers. They had beat Minnesota on Sunday. So George, Kawhi, and of course, Harden are in. And the big three of Bobby Portis, Dame Lillard, and Pat Bev beat them and outscored them 40-25 in the fourth quarter. What the hell was that?
You know, like, I've been kind of dismissing this Doc Rivers effect so far because they haven't been that good, but in the offense has been a struggle, but the defense has been better, right? Like under him, they're fourth in the league in defensive rating in the 16 games he's coached. And that part does look better. But I'm like, all right, they played the Hornets, they played the Bulls. Anybody can stop those teams. That Clippers team is one of the best offensive teams in the league, and they shut them down. Some of that was the Clippers doing. Some of that they just played dumb basketball, especially in that fourth quarter. But the Bucks kind of tricked them into it and tricked them into like just thinking they were going to go away. And now, you know, the Bucks have a horrible schedule coming up. They've got this West Coast trip. They've got like the Lakers, the Suns, and the Kings, and the Clippers. They're going to have the Celtics at some point. They're going to have the 76ers, no Joel Embiid, but still they can get hot and hurt you. Like this will be the true test these next seven games for the Bucks. But as much fun as I've made of Doc Rivers, and trust me, it's been a lot this season, and he's only been there for 16 games, they are playing better defense. They're in the upper half of the league now defensively, and maybe they can find that better balance, although the offense has been pretty bad with the Doc Rivers team so far.
Are you going to start flexing? Because maybe you should, because here comes your Miami Heat. Are they legit?
Look, I want everyone to do me a favor right now, okay? Don't believe in them. Whatever you do, don't believe in them. Terry sucks. Jimmy Butler sucks. You know, Bam Adebayo. Just keep that mentality. Keep that thing going, because the playoffs are going to come and you're going to be like, oh, there's no way they win that series. They'll win that series. Oh, there's no way they take that team down. They take that team down. It happens every year. People think I'm a Heat fan. I'm not a Heat fan. I just enjoy the way they play basketball and the way they approach it. I think Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the league. I don't think it's close. Jimmy Butler is just a maniac. Bam Adebayo has been so good for most of the season. They've got good role players. They bring, you know, Jaime Jaquez, steal of the draft at 18. It's crazy that the Lakers let him fall past them. There's just so many elements where people just dismiss it, and it happens every year, and pretty much every year they go a lot deeper than everyone thinks they're going to. And I just laugh because I don't know why we haven't learned this lesson yet.
See, this is why you're a good host. You zagged, and then I thought, whoa, Zach's out on Miami, and then you zigged, and then you came back, and I just was caught lost in memento. That was incredible. What a run. I've been really just having a good time watching Denver play basketball, because this Jokic guy, he's going to be good, and he's playing really, really well right now.
He's got a chance to make a name for himself. The thing that I'm impressed the most about with them is just their comfort, right? Like so many teams struggle to find an identity, and they struggle to find what they do well. And then even when they do it, they don't commit to it fully, right? They're not that comfortable. They get worried when a team goes on a run. Denver doesn't see it. Like I would love to see their heart rate throughout a game, because it doesn't seem to fluctuate at all. Yes, you have to be concerned that Jamal Murray might not be healthy for the playoffs. You always have to worry about that with Michael Porter Jr. Yeah, the young guys in the rotation, maybe they're not quite ready for prime time when it gets to the playoffs, but everything else calms down because Michael Malone has them bought in, and Jokic is just the best guy in the world. Like there's no one better at what he does. He can be the best scorer if he needs to, the best passer, the best rebounder. He's a bully. His defense is actually pretty good now. Like he is playing basketball at a level that no one else can match.
And is the Aaron Gordon fit? Now, Aaron Gordon, when he was supposed to be the guy, he was just a kid in Orlando. That was never going to work. I feel like every team could use Gordon, or is Gordon just perfect for Jokic?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like my concern with Aaron Gordon is he seemed to have this bigger opinion of himself when he was in Orlando. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but I didn't think that was going to mesh, or that was going to, he was going to, you know, kind of take that ego hit in Denver. He has, and he is the perfect role player for them. Maybe it wouldn't fit as well other places. Probably just a handful of teams where he would buy in that way, but he bought in. It already got them one championship. It might get them, you know, two, three more at this point. Like he's just been a perfect fit for them.
Okay, Zach, we got the franchise tag for the NFL. So we'll talk to you next week. And I promise next week when we talk, we'll discuss your Aztecs. They're in the tournament. Okay, they're going to be in the dance. San Diego State, last year, epic rant about your San Diego State Aztecs. I would assume you're bullish on them this year.
Here's the thing. I want you to do the same thing with the Aztecs that you do with the Heat. Okay, don't believe in them. Don't pick them to go deep in the tournament. They're going to bust your brackets. They're going to ruin your entire betting pool. And then at a certain point, you're going to bet on them in a game you shouldn't, and it's going to ruin my life. So that's just the system that we can go with from now on. But go Aztecs. And you know what? Next week, we could spend an hour on Victor Wembanyama. He's going to be a top 10 player ever.
We have to discuss him.
He's that.
I would just like to say, you know that meme of that dude pointing to his head because he's smart? You didn't get me on the Aztecs because I saw what you did with Miami. So I was all over the Zag that was coming. All right, The Athletic, of course, all the podcasts, SiriusXM, at Talk Hoops for all the information. You're the best, Zach. We'll see you next week, okay?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.